Reds and Cardinals. That means Mike Leake against Bronson Arroyo. We'll take it to the bottom of the fifth. Matt Carpenter at the plate.
Swing and a shot over his head in right field and to the wall. That's going to score at least two, maybe three. They're going to try to score the third one. Here's the throw. He is safe. And the Cardinals lead on a base-clearing double by Matt Carpenter. It is now 4-1.
Bowman to Adam Duvall. Duvall swings and drives it to right field. Piscotty's moving back. On the run, he reaches. The ball goes over his head. Hamilton scores. And there's the third double of the day for Adam Duvall, giving him his 17th run batted in. The Cardinal lead has been trimmed to 4-2. And the pitch. A swing and a line drive right field. Piscotty moving back. The ball's over his head. Off the wall. The game is tied. Schebler moves into second with his third hit and his second double today. The pitch on the way. A swing and a base hit up the middle. That's going to score Alcantara. Bezerraco went back to second base. He has to hold over at third. The Reds lead 5-4 as Votto puts Cincinnati on top.
And here's the pitch to Diaz. Ground ball to third. He bobbles it, picks it up, throws, gets it. And the Reds beat the Cardinals 5-4. And it is a two-inning save for Iglesias.
5-4 Reds is your final score. Adam Duvall had a good day, 4-for-5 with 2 runs and an RBI. Bronson Arroyo goes 4, allowing 4 runs on 5 hits while walking 4. Mike Leake was solid, 6 innings, 8 hits, and just 1 earned run. Mike Matheny and the Cardinals lose a tough one on Sunday, 5-4. Here's the manager on the loss.
Yeah, we, trying to, first of all, just take care of them health-wise so we can have them for the long haul and get a little more rest. We know it's good for them, but it's good for us, feeling that we, kind of had it set up how we wanted. These guys have been really good, and look at Bowman and what Rosie's been able to do lately to get the ball to O. You're just going to have those days sometime. Yeah, I mean, get down and all of a sudden you're in the eighth and you're tied and you realize the value of that fifth run. That's it's an interesting play when you have first and third and nobody out, because you don't necessarily want to stay still and give them a double play because they're just as likely to get out of the inning, if not more so. And, ideally, we'd like to get in a run down there and at least give an opportunity for the lead runner from first base to get to third. Easier said than done sometimes, but that's one of those situations, as we talk about, the situational hitting. We got to get it done. We got to get that run in. That's kind of what we've seen. The ball starting to elevate, which is just the timing. It's timing of when he gets his hand on top of the ball when it's behind him. And if it's just a little bit late, then the ball's going to sail. And he just tried to fight his way through it. And to be honest, to get out of that with one run, he made some good pitches when he had to. I think there was a couple borderline pitches that could have swung some counts. It could have gone a little different. But, he wasn't as sharp today. And, once again, you're going to have days like that.
On that play with Piscotty, tried to throw the runner out at home. From your vantage point, do you think he should have just thrown it in to second base?
He could throw it to second at that point because he knows, you could tell the way he threw the ball in. But we also should have a cutoff man right there to take that ball. And the cutoff man responsibility is not to let the guy move to second base. If so, he's going to give himself up, we'll take the out. But Steven really didn't do the wrong thing. We needed a cutoff man.
That's something that Matt still has to learn as an emergency.
Yeah, we're all learning, we're all working.
To see Leake close out the month like he did, see if he should offer.
Yeah, he was good. He hit his rhythm really there in the fifth, and got into some trouble and got right down to the last of when we could use him. And he probably went one hitter longer than I thought we were going to let him go, and he ends up making great pitches to the pinch hitter with Jeanette and getting out of it to where we could have Bowman for a full inning in the seventh. That was big. But up until that point, I don't think his control was quite like what he's had most of this month, but it was still really good. And he didn't give in. He got into tough counts, and he'd make pitches and make guys work around the zone. He's just, that's hopefully what we see all season. He's going to win a lot of games.
On a reassuring side, the defensive cold today, numerous good plays in the throw home, and then even the big hit in the ninth. You described Colton's importance to keep your team in this game.
Yeah, Colton made a number of plays going up the middle. The play at the plate, that's just a terrific job. Yachty, give him something he can handle. Colton come up, make a quick release, and Colton saved runs a couple times a day. So did Jed Jerko, going down backhand, saving runs. Saw some positive defensively, positive things. But, you know, we make a big deal when we come back from a 4-0 deficit. And I think the same thing has to say on the opposite side when you lose a 4-0 lead. You know, those hurt. And these are one of those games that, you know, we're going to look at and realize that this one we need to put away. Worked at a slower pace because we're trying to keep him from stealing second base. I mean, you're not going to give up free bases, so it's intentional. He has to. So to answer your question, every time a runner like Hamilton gets on base, he's done his job. He is going to disrupt the rhythm of the pitching. He's going to disrupt the pressure he puts on the defense. That's what he does. And but we can't, once he gets on first base, just let him end up at third. You got to continue to hold. You got to have to mix up your times. You're going to have to pick. And, you know, our guys are able. They're able to do both, make quality pitches and pay attention to the running game. I know Bowman will be the first one to tell you that's not an excuse. But the reality is that it puts pressure on. That's what we want guys like a Colton Wong to do. It's what we want to do when we're on the bases, is create that disruption in their rhythm. You know, today it worked against us.
Is Carpenter's bases loaded proficiency still a major when he does things at 8 RBIs or 7 RBIs?
Yeah, just great at bats in big situations. I mean, he's doing. He's getting into that really good rhythm. He and Dex both, all their at bats. You know, we've got a few guys getting hot, as we talked about Colton earlier, getting big hits when we need them. Just still a ways to go offensively, so we can get everybody rolling.
Monday, the Reds will be in Cincinnati to host a series against the Cubs. Same day, Cardinals will be in St. Louis to host a series against the Brewers.